Hello, and welcome to the collector segment of Mike M's Weekly Reads. And in this one here, we're going to talk about some books that are recently purchased. I've gotten behind in this, so I have a stack full of books that I purchased. Some of these I haven't even posted. But I got into, these are in alphabetical order, not in the order that I purchased them, but I got Adventure Comics, number 287. Such a brilliant cover. This has Superboy on the cover, and it's featuring the War of the Superboys. And it has somebody looking in here. It says, "So Jor-El's son escaped to Earth, where he grew up to become Superboy. Our family feud must continue. I'll get rid of him." And then he's looking with his X-ray vision at them awarding Superboy a gift. And it says, "Superboy, please accept this cup of honor of your heroic super deeds. If only," and then Superboy is thinking to himself in a thought bubble, "If only my parents were alive to see this happy day. But they perished like everyone else on Krypton." Really beautiful cover. It's a 10-cent edition. It's issue 287 of Venture Comics. I then got another brilliant looking cover. I already achieved my goal on Adventure Comics, which was to have every Adventure Comic since 1973 on. But these I can't pass up on, especially with my 50% discount. So I am getting a lot of Adventure Comics lately, especially because I've milked the Batman and Detective comics from my comic shop. So I'm looking for other things to get into. And Adventure Comics 288. This has Bizarro on the cover, and it's got Bizarro Perry White, Bizarro Lois, and Bizarro Clark Kent on the cover. And Bizarro Perry White is saying, "You no fool Lois and me anymore. You very clever to disguise yourself as Clark Kent reporter, but we know you really are in Bizarro number one." And Clark Kent Bizarro says, "All right, Bizarro Perry, I confess. But tell me what mistake I must make to give away my secret identity." I just love it. It's a brilliant cover. It's so beautiful. And it says also a great Superboy adventure, so it's got a backup. Also a 10-cent issue. Both of those were fine, very fine condition. They're excellent copies. And then we get to Adventure Comics 294, which is Bizarro. And another Bizarro cover, and it has Bizarro, and it's got another Bizarro Superman with a JFK face, and one that might have a Marilyn Monroe face, and one Bizarro Superman that has a Jerry Lewis face, and it has Crypto on it. And Bizarro number one says, "Ha, what Halloween fun we have with my super dog Crypto. Us Bizarro scare him with horrible mass of Earth. People like President Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe, and Jerry Lewis." And the Jerry Lewis Bizarro says, "Yes, and me use my heat vision to play joke on Crypto by changing delicious cold dogs into disgusting hot dogs." Great stuff. And then we got Adventure Comics 297. This has Superboy on a picnic with his parents. And some other character who's, it looks like Lana Lang in a Supergirl costume, which is really bizarre. Plus, it has an extra of the Tales of Bizarro World. This is another fine copy. It's 12 cents. And Ma Kent, or Martha, since we got like the Martha thing going on in Batman vs. Superman, which I love that movie so much. You got Jonathan. This sure is a super picnic. Hamburgers grilled by heat vision of our own super daughter Lana, and lemonade made ice cold by our son's super breath. So that's interesting, because they're calling Lana the daughter. And then Superboy's thinking to himself, "I'm real glad I gave Lana Lang superpowers like mine, and that the folks adopted her into our family. Now that she knows my secret identity, she'll stop being a pest." Really cool. Okay, we get to Adventure Comics 301. This is has a Lex Luthor on it, and Lex Luthor looks like he's in jail, and Lex Luthor has a dummy next to him, like a guy dressed as maybe a fake Lex Luthor. But he's like, "Wake up, Clark, here comes Superboy on patrol," but Clark looks like he's a dummy, so I don't know what's up with that. And Superboy comes flying by the wall, and he says, uh-oh. As soon as Luther discovers he's talking to a Clark Kent dummy, he'll know I slipped out of prison to switch to Superboy. He'll expose my secret identity to the world. Fantastic. So, 1962. And then we'll got a few more here that we'll do. We got Batman number 170. It's a 12-cent issue. The bat signal's up. Batman's looking at the bat signal. And Batman's thinking to himself, I may be hand-tied, but I still have the use of my legs. And these two crooks are saying, the bat symbol on Batman's uniform has expanded into a straitjacket, pinning his arms to his side. No crook ever had it so good. Let's blast him. Really cool cover. We have... I wonder how I got those out of order. That one should not be where it was, but... That was 170. I'm going to have to get it in order. So then we have Batman 133. This is a 10-cent issue. It's got Ace the Bat Hound with Batmite writing on Ace the Bat Hound. It has Batwoman on the... He's holding a poster of Batwoman. And Batman said, it's Batmite writing Bat Hound. And Batmite says, and Robin's swinging also, with your help, Bat Hound, I'll make Batwoman the most famous crime fighter at Gotham City. So he's like her public agent. We got issue 146 of Batman, which has a giant hand coming out to grab Batman off a boat. And Robin says, the giant hand has grabbed up Batman and is pulling him into the lake. A lot of good commentary back then that stated the obvious. The Deadly Curse of Korabo, plus a new Batmite adventure as a backup. Okay, now we got Batman 147. This says it's the story of the year. Batman becomes Bat Baby, and the criminals are Batman and Bat Baby are swinging in, and the criminals are saying, "Look out! It's Bat Baby and Robin." 147. So we'll almost get through these two more issues, and then we'll call this one quits. We got Batman 149, and it says Invaders from the Past. It's got like two Viking guys grabbing Batman and Robin through a portal, and one of the civilians on the street is saying, Great Scott, those ancient warriors are pulling Batman and Robin into the time-space warp with them. I love the commentary. He's stating the obvious again. And then we got Batman 150, and it says featuring Robin the Superboy Wonder. It looks like he has powers because he's swinging a fist at Batman and cracking the tree in half. And Batman's saying, Great Scott, something in the jungle has given Robin super strength and also affected his memory. He doesn't recognize me. And let's do one more. Actually, two more. We got Batman 153. This has a Batgirl, the Golden Age Batgirl, and the Golden Age Batwoman on the cover. And it says it's a 12-cent issue. It has a startling three-part novel featuring Batman, Robin, Batwoman, and Batgirl in Prisoners of the Three Worlds. And it has, it looks like a Martian zapping Batman and Batwoman. And it looks like they're turning into ghosts where Robin and Batgirl are already ghosts. They're vanishing. So, cool stuff there. Last but not least, we got Batman 154. It's the strange experiment of Dr. Dorn. It looks like a Jekyll and Hyde type story. And the monster is saying, Hi, Batman and Robin. You have come looking for Dr. Dorn, but you find me, his creation, instead. And they're, so they look startled. And it's got extra, another adventure of Batman 2 and Robin 2. I wonder what that is. So that's it, and we'll get into the weekly reads now. Thank you. Welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. This is episode 28. I have not gone to see Captain America Civil War yet. Hopefully tomorrow. I'm recording this a week after it premiered. Didn't get to go last weekend. Hopefully can go this weekend. It looks really good. I'm looking forward to it. As far as back issues, too, I'm really going to want to complete I've been itchy to complete some Marvel ones, Marvel 2-in-1 and The Thing. The Thing's gonna be easy because I only need 2 issues or so to figure that out. Marvel 2-in-1, I'm gonna have to piece quite a bit of a collection because I don't have many of them. But that's some of the things that you can look forward to hearing about soon. And I'm still on that Swamp Thing kick. So let's talk about some weekly reads. This week was a week that was a blur. I don't remember a lot of it. But it was April 4th through April 10th of 2016. Netflix ratings are 5 love it, 4 really like it, 3 like it, 2 did not like it, 1 hated it. And we go from the bottom to top in terms of enjoyment. We had a total of 18 books that week. We had 2 Overground, 2 IDW, 1 Dynamite, 1 Charter House. It's either Chapter House or Charter House. I don't remember. That's the Captain Canuck. Boundless 1, Benitez Publications 1, and American Gothic is 1, and Action Lab is 9. A lot of Action Lab. So we start at the bottom. We actually had one I did not like, and it's an unusual one because it's a book that I usually look forward to reading and decompressing with. It was Zombie Tramp Saves Xmas. This one really was not a good book, and it's weird for me to rate a Zombie Tramp less than a 4. But this one shot I did not like. So then we get to 3 out of 5s. We had Action Verse number 0. It was okay. It was kind of disappointing in terms of it's like an event. They're taking all their heroes in Action Verse or Action Labs and putting them into this continuous environment. And I didn't think it was a good introduction. Personally, I've kept out of their lineups. I haven't bought any of them with the exception of Jamal Igel's Molly Danger. So this was like an introduction to all the other characters for me, and I didn't feel it was a good one, but it wasn't horrible, and I enjoyed it for what it was. We have Oh Hell, which is about people taking their kids into hell for school, like troubled kids. This was a Overground comic book, I believe, and it was pretty good, although it sounds. Concept behind it, I remember I was at a convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was called the Comic Expo, which is no longer there. It's a great convention put together. Wizard World bought it and then never did anything with it. So they like bought the rights to that convention and never fell through with it. So now they got the Albuquerque Comic Convention, which is I've been to one. I've been to the expo. I liked it because it was like a small Heroes or Baltimore, like a lot smaller, but it had that flavor. The other one that I went once is the Albuquerque Comic Con, but it has more of a Hollywood flavor to it. And we got a Colorado Springs Comic Convention coming, but that one looks all Hollywood. As a matter of fact, you go to comic creators. I'm not sure I'm going to go to my own convention, which is weird. But what else we got here? We have Zombie Tramp 15 through 16. This on of the ongoing. I am a huge fan of this, but these 2 issues weren't the greatest. But as we get into more issues, I got 4 out of 5s with. We got Tinker number 1. This was a number 1 from Overground. This was a well put. Oh Hell and Tinker were well put together books. I don't think John Hughes wrote them. But they're his company, and I thought they were good debut issues, and they weren't as like decompressed as some of his other stuff. So we got all new classic Captain Canuck as a number 4 out of 5. This was my second flavor of reading Captain Canuck. I think number 0 was the first. I started with the all new classic instead of going to the just Captain Canuck. We have Street Fighter X G.I. Joe. I'm surprised how much I like this because I'm not a Street Fighter video game fan or anything, but it reads like a video game. It's like fight one, ready, bend, and it just pairs up some weird fights and it's just executed fun and done okay. It's entertaining and it's a very good light late night read. Godzilla Oblivion, number one. This is from IDW. This one had to do with these scientists creating a vortex for a corporation that will allow them to go to like multiverses, like a Stargate, if you will. And it's not ready, but the people with the money make them use the Stargate anyway to get to this other universe that's been decimated by monsters. And they accidentally bring back Godzilla and Rodan, I think, is the character they bring back to their universe, and it starts destroying stuff, and they have to figure out how to get out of it. We have Lost in Space: The Lost Adventures. This is when Will and the father and the brother are like on an expedition to get minerals and stuff, and weird stuff starts to happen, and they get lost. It's really good, and it's in the voice and vein of the old TV show, which I used to love to watch after school in reruns. That's when I watched Batman 66 and Lost in Space on a syndicated channel, and I really loved it. So we got Jungle Fantasy, which means that Boundless actually had two issues, so I had read 19 instead of 18. But this one, I've always been a sucker for Tarzan, like dames and Tarzan and jungle action, and this one's really fun. It's really, really adult, and there's a lot of nudity and sex. There's ding-a-lings everywhere, and boobies, and vaginas, and everything. It's bad. It's nasty, but it's fun. So Boundless is like close to that X mark, but not quite. Wraithborn Redo number one. This is I thought it was a new comic book, but there's a reason there's a redo, because I think it's like re-presented to us, remastered, and it's by Benitez. And I went and found the original series. It's an Image series, so I think this is a reprint of that. And surprisingly, really good and holding its own. Even though I think it was a 2000 book, they're redoing it under his own banner, and I like it. We have Zombie Tramp Valentine's Day special. That was a really good one. Valentine's Day, sorry, Zombie Tramp 17 through 19 and 20 through 21. This had like the teenage tech witch and her little sister. I really, really liked it, and a lot of her father's backstory. Really good stuff. The top of this month, there were no, I mean, this week there were no 5 out of 5s, but the top was a 4 out of 5. It was Lords of the Jungle, from Dynamite Comics, Tarzan and Sheena, another jungle adventure. And really well done. The art was really good, and the story. I find Dynamite stories to be really good, especially really good with the pulp stuff. The art is sometimes a little bit above the Zenoscope realm, but sometimes they just knock it out of the park. In this case, they did. I know two artists I really like in Dynamite, Jonathan Lau and Aaron Campbell. They are super artists that often put their pencils on paper in that company. But this one was really, really, really good issue. I really enjoyed it. Look forward to it. The covers are amazingly awesome. So thank you for listening to Mike M's Weekly Reads. And you can reach me on Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch, Mike at comicbooknoise.com, geekbrunchpodcast.com, and leave an iTunes review. I'd really appreciate it. And I will answer questions if you post them or send me email on this podcast. So look forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening. Bye.